This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
This is Snacks Daily. It is Tuesday, July 16th. Happy birthday, Todd.
We said that yesterday.
This is the best one yet, even though quarterly earnings season started with a whimper.
Technically, stocks didn't even budge yesterday.
All right, three stories for you. First, wonderful Blackstone mix. Is spending $750 million to buy a mobile ad company that's called Vungle. So we'll explain how Vungle is different than Facebook and Google.
We're going to try not to Vungle the story for you, Tuck.
Second story, Chobani, the New Berlin, New York-based Greek yogurt legend, just released a line of nut butter-based yogurts. So we'll break down the Greek yogurt industry.
Spoiler alert, it hasn't been pretty for the Greek yogurt industry.
Third and final story, Marriott Hotels just got outed by an attorney general in Washington, D.C. for ripping people off with the ambiguous resort fees.
This one threatens one of Marriott's key profit puppies,
the resort fee.
We got to jump into that one. Before we hit those three stories, though, we got to talk about an update here on Quibi.
Quibi is a company that stands for Quick Bites. It's
super
basically
efficient.
Netflix, but you can only watch it on your phone, and it's super short episodes.
We're talking Silicon Valley meets Hollywood. They had a baby. That baby's Gen Z, so it's technically mobile first.
Quibi is legit, though. They raised $1 billion last year, and they're putting that money to work by hiring B-list talent.
Impressive strategy here, Cotton. Let's see if it works.
So, a new show that they just announced stars the guy from Reno 911.
We know what you're thinking. You're going to Google and be like, oh, that guy.
That guy. You'll recognize him, but he's going to play a tech founder who leaves his tech company to start a winery up north.
Extremely charming, extremely relatable.
Now, a second show is a superhero series from the guy who created the Bourne Identity.
And then they're doing a whole Varsity Blue series for our buddy Mox.
We had a movie in the 90s. We need a series in the 2019s.
James Vanderbeek, big Snacks listener. Hope you see him on the show.
Mox, excited to have you on the pod.
Can't wait. In the meantime, listen to these keywords and then we'll hear stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA/SIPC.
For our first story, Blackstone, the private equity legend, is spending reportedly $750 million in pure cash to buy Vungle,
a mobile video ad firm.
Now, we're going to give a little context here.
Most of the story is about Vungle.
True.
But I want to start with Blackstone.
Can we please start with
Blackstone? Well, it's a little awkward and oxymoron-y.
True.
It's a private equity company but as publicly traded shares.
Still trying to work through the oxymoron-y situation.
So you might have like a buddy who's trying to make some money flipping houses.
True, we all do. Timmy.
Blackstone does the same thing, but it's flipping companies.
Now let's talk about Vungle. Can we bring it to Vungle
okay,
over here?
Vungle is a performance marketing ad company working specifically on mobile apps.
It's a brutal description of a company. That's the technical term.
Now, the snacks term is it works hard to make ads suck less.
A lot less. And here's how it works. Let's actually walk through. You know, one of their decks actually is a slide that says this on it.
We found their deck online.
If you have a free mobile app, integrate Vungle and start getting paid by showing 15-second video trailers.
You know how it works. If you're not paying for an ad, you're paying through it by living through advertisements, and Vungle makes them like not horrible.
It's a tough experience for everyone out there.
So 60,000 mobile apps are using Vungle to monetize themselves through beautiful ads.
And you didn't even notice. We're talking about Pandora, Zynga, even apps from Microsoft.
Welcome to the Vungle. We're going to walk you through how Vungle does its magic with a relatable example, Pandora.
So let's say you're using Pandora. You're at home, and we know you're like us. You have the free
account.
You
have the free version.
Always
every
go
fourth
for the free
or fifth
account.
Song, you got to listen to an ad.
So you're listening. You're trying to get, you know, just kind of debrief from work. So you're going to listen to music from the, I don't know, the motion picture Coco.
I love that song, Remember Me. It makes me cry every time.
Instead of wasting time on an ad while you may be in the bathroom, Vungle's going to be a lot more strategic.
Yeah, it's not going to just squeeze it between track 6 and 7.
It'd
it's going to wait until it knows that you're paying attention to your screen and you'll actually see the video ad between the songs.
And it does that when you click on the next song.
That's a quick example of like how Vungle does it. It waits until you skip to the next trap because it knows you're paying attention.
If you're clicking, you're present. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Vungle?
Vungle finds a way to get you to click that ad without using big data.
This is what fascinated us about Vungle, is that it's competing with the biggest of ad companies, Google, Facebook, Amazon.
Amazon is the number three ad company these days.
Shocker.
So let's see how they all do it. Facebook uses data. Their ads are perfectly tailored to you because it perfectly knows who you are.
Google and Amazon, they're using intent. They know what you're looking for and what you may buy.
And so it's going to show you an ad for exactly what you just Google or Amazon searched for.
But if you're Vungle and you're looking at these other three companies, you're like,
you don't have data.
Nope.
You don't have intent.
Not exactly.
So you got to like find a way. They use timing and design to get you to click that
Exactly. That's the key for Vungle. Optimize for timing and optimize for design.
It's like an undersized player who's finding a way to play well.
It's crafty.
It's crafty.
It's like James Van Der Beek or Coco. For our second story, Chobani just launched a new yogurt product and reveals a unique growth strategy.
Now, Chobani is the ambassador globally of Greek yogurt,
true.
I would say.
Inspired the idea from a Turkish entrepreneur who emigrated to the U.S.
Yes, and he's a very good business owner in this country. It's a private company, so the stock is unavailable to the retail public. But he's got a great new product that is available to the retail public.
They're combining Greek yogurt with,
nut
this,
butters.
You tick the words right out of my mouth.
We're talking almond butter, cashew butter, hazelnut butter.
Right, because we all have that friend who, again, is like, almonds are out, hazelnut is in.
This is a high protein dense combination.
Now, you're wondering where this came from. It's because they've had a store in New York, which is their only retail store.
It's their only physical store.
And they've been selling these yogurts with nut butters for a while, and they've been doing really well for a while.
So finally, it took them a while to do this, but they gave people what they want. They're going mainstream. Starting this month, five of these flavors, which combine Greek yogurt with nut butter, are going nationwide to grocery stores.
And then this is what Jack gets really excited about because he's an on-the-go guy.
It's totally portable. It's a great meal replacement if you don't have time to sit down and take out the fork.
Now, that sounds really exciting. What's not as exciting is when you do a snack-style deep dive into what's going on in Greek yogurt and find out about what's happening on a Greek yogurt.
If we had this pod in 2013, we would be covering Greek yogurt stories like every other day.
We would have been this tall, and all we would have been doing is takeaways that related back to Greek yogurt.
But the Greek yogurt trend has actually receded a little bit. Retail sales of yogurt overall fell 1.8% last year, and that's the third straight year of decline.
Greek yogurt sales were even worse. They dropped 7%.
Now, Chobani has still managed to find a way to grow. Sales rose by 4%, even though it's in a shrinking market.
So we decided to look into what specific Chobani trends are actually making this work.
All right. One trend that's working is less sugar. The version of Chobani that has less sugar, because for some reason added sugar is the default.
The worst.
That is selling high.
Then you've got Greek yogurt smoothies from Chobani,
which is like Go-Gurt,
But you don't get judged when you order it.
But respectable.
Very true. And
then
there's
this new product, Chobani Gimmies, which is like...
just Greek yogurt.
Give me that Chobani.
But it's marketed to kids. It's in like a...
it's probably got a cartoon character.
Yeah, and it does. It's adorable. It's in a small pack.
Now, what's not working is Chobani's attempt at non-Greek yogurt.
Basic yogurt?
The thing it was trying to disrupt. Like, basically, Yoplait.
Original yogurt.
It's called Chobani Smooth.
And
so
it was...
killing that product.
Yeah, it was around for 2 years, and now they're getting rid of it. So, we've got what worked and what didn't work for Chobani. Jack, what's the takeaway for our lactose tolerant friends over Chobani?
Product extension is how Chobani is saving growth even though the market is shrinking.
Right. You're probably going to hear about product extensions in like an MBA class because these are basically spin-offs. They're where you tweak or change a product slightly, just enough to attract new users, but you don't change the core product.
All right. So when Coca-Cola was running out of sales growth, it tweaked the product slightly. It came out with Coke Zero, which I think is the same thing as Diet Coke.
And when you do a tweak, you've got to make this really strong motion with your left hand that Jack's
doing
right now.
I'm doing it aggressively right now.
He's going to break a wrist over
here. So Coca-Cola is struggling. Coke Zero, Coke Vanilla, Coke Cherry, they're actually doing well.
You could be doing the same thing with Levi's Jeans. Levi's Jeans is a brand that's used on a lot of jeans. Now they're making outerwear and a lot of other things.
And chinos.
So if you're wanting to know how a product extension playbook works, look at Chobani's.
Two things are going to change, the packaging and the purpose of different spin-off products.
But two things are going to stay the same in your spin-off product, the core ingredients and the brand.
The core ingredient being Greek yogurt, the brand being Chobani.
For our third and final story, Marriott Hotels were just sued for deceptive resort fees going into the weekend.
There is one thing worse than a deceptive resort fee.
Few things are worse than this. And we
yes,
know
actually,
you know
a lot of things
you're
worse.
Checking out and you're hitting with those fees. Are you kidding?
How about one is the ticket processing fee that like Ticketmaster charges?
I know what you mean, because you'd bought the ticket. You have to use the ticket.
Or the delivery fee. The delivery is just me opening my phone.
40% just to get a chicken gyro.
So, clearly, Nick and I are not fans of business models that rely on trickery and deception.
We're also not fans of BS fees, aka the hotel resort fee that's highly ambiguous.
Quote unquote resort fee. So, the Attorney General of the District of Columbia sued Marriott last week. And he said that those surprise resort fees you get when you're checking out, they're deceptive.
So, resort fees used to be a thing. They were used at, you know, resorts.
Yeah, and they were there to pay for things like the Hobie Cat that
classic.
You get to take in the bay.
A lot of fun.
The climbing wall, you get to embarrass yourself in front of the family.
Jack's from a landlocked state, so any opportunity to jump into a body of salt water over here.
And the water slide, because I love jumping in water.
Right, again, fresh water. Now, last year, word got out apparently that like any hotel, not just a technical resort, could whip up a resort fee and charge you.
So according to a professor of hospitality at New York University, the number of resort fees paid in America jumped by 400% last year.
And what these hotels ended up fitting into this resort fee was stuff like pool access, water bottles, a view from your window. Like, shocker.
So the Attorney General wants two things from Marriott. First, he wants transparency.
Yeah, because the CEO of Marriott had a slightly disingenuous interview discussing this topic lately.
Yeah, he claimed that a resort fee is similar to a baggage fee on an airplane.
Except, big difference here, when you hear baggage fee, you can choose not to bring the bag.
You can avoid a baggage fee. You can't avoid a resort
fee. Now, can I put on my Speedo and walk down lawsuit lane with you over here?
The Attorney General put together quite a deck, like showing the guilt from
Marriott. This is one of those decks that you want to show your significant other you're so proud of.
So they, like, somebody at the Attorney General's office booked a hotel in Las Vegas from a Marriott hotel.
It has a lot of time, apparently.
And in very big bold throughout the booking process, you see $219 per night.
Then you see this ambiguous $30 daily destination fee added to the room rate.
Yeah, and that destination fee disclosure, that was in like very barely visible font.
Right.
In a weird color that you could barely even notice.
Very strange. So it was kind of implied that maybe this was a government charge or some kind of a tax thing that like no one's paying attention to.
And that's
to.
Because they bundle the resort fee in with taxes and fees. So anytime I paid a resort fee, I thought like the government was charging it.
So
it's the company.
Transparency-wise, the Attorney General wants Marriott to start baking these fees into the nightly room rate so there's no sneaky fee.
There you go, transparency. The second thing he wants is karma, aka revenge, aka the legal term, restitution.
Marriott's going to have to repay potentially fees back to guests who it was kind of ripping off.
So if you get an email from the District of Columbia versus Marriott International,
no, don't trash it.
Open that email because it might have like your $100 resort fee you paid 2 years ago. coming back at you.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Marriott?
If Marriott loses this case, small hotels will win, Airbnb will win, and you and I will win.
If the fee gets baked in, you're going to get an apples-to-apples comparison of the prices, finally, so there won't be this, like, surprise fee situation as you're checking out trying to get into the Uber before you get to the airport.
So small hotels will benefit because they have very few amenities, so, like, their fee is going to be non-existent.
All right, so Airbnb is going to benefit because you don't really have amenities, so it'll be cheaper.
And then you and I are going to benefit because you don't have to have that awkward argument with a concierge as you check out.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways over there for me?
Blackstone's next house flipping project is called Vungle.
It's buying now, hoping to shape this thing up and then, you know, flip it.
Chobani created the Greek yogurt trend in America, and it's adapting with nut butter mixed in there.
Remember the lesson here. Product spinoffs can save your growth.
Third and final story, Marriott might have to stop hiding extra costs in the ambiguous resort fee.
And that means it may have to give up its profit puppy for adoption. A lot of takers there. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one was super interesting. It was sent in by, great name, Nick Van Dam. Sounds like some kind of a superhero character.
Nick Van Dam was traveling in Zambia, and he did a little bit of research snack style.
In fact, he directly told us that he, quote unquote, jumped in snack style when he learned about this.
So he learned that in sub-Saharan Africa, 10% of all economic activity happens through a mobile phone payment.
That is significantly higher than anywhere else in the world, including most of the world where it's just 2% or less.
I'm Venmoing someone like once a week for an omelet.
I think that's a big deal.
10% of my income.
I'm also using half my mind share on which emoji to use for like what constitutes brunch on that if I've used the egg one too many times.
Mobile payment adoption in sub-Saharan Africa leading the world.
A couple other key stories we're covering in our snacks newsletter
today.
Well,
Citibank kicked off second quarterly earnings season yesterday.
Someone's got to.
But it starts off hot today with JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Johnson & Johnson.
Big lineup. Snackers, loved having you with us so far this week. Send us some snack facts at Robinhood Snacks.
Either way, we'll be with you mañana.
Can't wait.
The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only, is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.